Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
That he upholds in Hebrews chapter 1, he upholds all things by the word of his power. His word will put your life back together and hold you together like Humpty Dumpty, put you back together in his way, right? Boy, I tell you, I am excited. We're going to thrive in 25. Yeah. Thrive in 25. That's our mantra. You know, as believers, we should be thriving. Really? We're supposed to be flourishing, producing. You know what I'm saying? In our giftings, in our talents, and getting things accomplished, and helping people, and serving the Lord. That's serving His kingdom, you know? That's really the design and plan of God, and that's what we're after, right? And stuff really doesn't fall apart when you're in Christ. Actually, it holds together, and it stands. Remember that picture at Christmas Eve of the building, of that leaning building? Remember that picture? And the foundation had faults. And that was the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Not pizza, Pisa. And they couldn't use the building. And in the early 1900s, they put several tons of concrete under the one side to keep it from falling all the way over. Or it would have fell over completely. But the idea is, if you don't build on the right foundation, your building will lean. As you get older, it'll start leaning. And you won't be able to house God's assignment on your life. See, God wants you to keep your building straight so you can house what He's designed you for. You see that? And live in it. And live out of it. See, if you got a building you can't live in or live out of, what good is it, right? And it's not going to be good for you or anybody else. But when you're building it on the right foundation, now it meets other people's needs as well as your needs. See that? And that's significant. Because you got to have this foundation laid and established. You know, it just helps you. And you know, you young people, you ought to be in here, I mean, paying attention. And get a hold of this idea of this foundation, because you want your foundation to be established. When your foundation is established and it's in Christ, you're not gonna let a man touch you until you're married. Did you hear me? You're not gonna let a woman touch you as a man until you're married. Because if you understood the ramifications that brings in your life, you would never let them touch you until you're married. You see that? I'm just trying to help you see something. I'm just helping you. When you understand that, because if you don't, see, you'll be building on things that aren't secure and stable. And it will create misery in your life and other people's lives because you weren't paying attention on your foundation. You want your foundation to be in Christ and Him alone. Amen? Make sense? Talks about in Ephesians 2:19 that we're our citizenship is in God. And it says that we are the house of God, and on this foundation, the foundation of Christ, we will build. The foundation of the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists. We're going to build on that foundation, Christ and Christ alone.
Yeah.
You see that? And so when it's in the foundation, it's already there. See, it's already there. So when so-and-so comes along with some idea that doesn't agree with God, you just say, you don't have no problem. I don't agree with that. And you don't say, okay, you can build on my house. No, you reject it. You see that? Am I making sense? You don't want to keep building your life on something that's not going to stand. And when you build it in Christ, it's going to stand.
Amen.
No matter what's going on out there. And I want to be used in these days that we're living in. How about you? Because my children, my grandchildren, my wife, you guys, I want to build my life in such a way it helps you, and it helps me, and it helps other people.
Amen.
And that's what we want to do. And you know what? That's what the church is designed to do. It's designed to meet needs. Now, don't get mad at me. I said this about, there's somebody here, her name's Abby. I know, I'm not belaboring it. But she has been on Wednesday nights. She understands the Word of God and been working in her life and building it on a foundation. I'm going to tell you what, if you're a young lady and you have a question or something is bothering you, you need to contact her. And I'm going to tell you what, there's another one right there. Lynn York. You need to contact these people. Are you listening to me? Or you know what, you come right over here and contact this one right here. I'm going to tell you something. They will give you advice that will help you for the rest of your life, for all of eternity. And you know what? You'll feel good about it. You'll start exercising it. Oh, dude, I don't need approval from everybody. I don't need your approval on how I look or what I talk like or I don't need that. I'm secure in who I am.
Amen.
You know, security comes when you're in Christ. People are so insecure, they're needy. Oh, how do I look today? You know, I'm not going to come in here. How do I look today? I know. I already looked. I'm good. You want to tell me? That's okay. But you know what? You don't have to. Amen. Am I making sense? When you understand who you are in Christ, you don't need all that.
Right.
You're not needy. You ever get around needy people? You always got to tiptoe and go meet their needs, or they're going to get mad, or they're going to get upset. You see that? Or they're just not going to have fun because you're not meeting their needs. I'm done with that. You see that? You ought to be too. You don't want to be needy. Always needing somebody to just coming after you and trying to pump you up all the time. God wants you pumped up already. He wants you to be pumped up in the morning when you get out of that bed.
Hallelujah.
Make sense? God has got great things for you. If you will tap into it and understand this kingdom that we're talking about, you'll never turn your back on it.
Amen.
You'll never walk away from it. There's nothing that compares to serving God.
Amen.
Nothing.
So
and you know what it does? It breeds security. It makes you stable. And I'm going to tell you what, if you need something stable in this life, it's now. And a stable foundation is what God is trying to build in his people. You see that? So when you go to work and your boss is cussing you out, you're blessing him.
Amen.
And you're praying for him.
Amen.
Don't you like that? That's stable. You're being stable. When your friends are gossiping about you and saying all this negative stuff behind your back, You got your head up high. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
You see that? I said, did you see that?
Yeah.
The word righteousness, you know what it means? It means it's a legal term. You looking at me live stream? It's a legal term. It's not a religious term. Oh, righteousness, that's a religious Bible term. No, righteousness is a legal term. Righteousness means, this is what it means, to be in alignment with authority. To be in alignment with authority. So when I'm in alignment with authority, I have righteousness. When I have righteousness, I have power. You see that? The kingdom of God comes down and works on my behalf because I'm in alignment with his authority.
Amen.
That's what that means. You see that? It means in alignment with authority, legal authority. See, the things of God, you got to come legally. People want, they want everything from God, but they try to do it illegally. And they get miserable and they're upset. Oh, this doesn't work. It does work. Every time. When you do it his way, it works every time. Righteousness. Now think about this. It means to be in alignment with authority. Legal. So I legally have access to God's kingdom. And I execute his will here on earth. His values, his desires, his nature. I execute that here. And when I'm doing that, I'm protected, I'm encouraged, I'm fulfilled in life because I'm becoming who God created me to be. Did you hear that? Now look. No trauma. How many times have you heard about traumas? Traumas are why people stay addicted to things. You know, the addiction. We watched a movie last night. This girl kept going through all this stuff, and she had this trauma in her life. And, you know, lost her parents and all this. I understand that. I don't understand all of that. I've lost both mine, but, you know, sometimes. Now listen, trauma. God can heal your trauma. You hear me? It doesn't matter what you lost this or lost that. Listen, you're in the right place. Because when you understand this kingdom, the trauma you had, God will use it for his glory. And he'll use you to help someone else get through their trauma.
Amen.
And that will be a deliverance. Listen, he'll anoint you. And you'll have the anointing on you, the yoke-destroying, burden-lifting power on you because you're building on the right foundation. You see that? I said, do you see that?
Amen.
So trauma and rejection and all that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how abuse, all that, no matter what, divorce, all that doesn't. When you decide, I am going to build my life on this foundation, I don't care what you've been through, or what you've gone through, you are going to be used by God, and God is going to show up, and you're going to be full of joy, and you're going to understand some things that other people are looking for.
Hallelujah.
Am I making sense? This is why he says in the gospel, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Jesus said that, and he was reading from Isaiah. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Watch. And they shall rebuild the city and rebuild the ruins. Who's they? They are we. We're the ones who were broken. We're the ones who were traumatized. We're the ones who have been through all hell. And now we've come out on the other side because of the gospel. Are you listening to me? I said, are you listening to me? Come on now. Did you catch that? So you can't say, well, you don't know what I've been through. You know what? You come to a place like this.
That's right.
You can get into a life group. And I'm going to tell you something. You're going to get into a group where people understand you, what you've gone through, what you're going through. And you know what? You see, too many people want to hide stuff. When you want to hide it, you can't get anything hiding it. You got to be transparent. That's a big thing today. Be transparent. Don't hide it. You can't hide it. If you're hiding it, you'll hide from church. You won't want to go to church. You see that? But when you're in church, in a healthy church, you're going to share it and open up in a group, and God is going to heal you. God will bring healing in your life. Am I making sense? I'm telling you the truth, folks. I've been through some stuff. And there's some folks in here that have been through some stuff. And I'm going to tell you what, we got something for you if you'll come and understand. There's a lot of people in here have wisdom because God is healing them.
Amen.
And truth and understanding. But when you don't, you can't just give up and quit. When you give up and quit, God can't use that.
Right.
You shut the flow off. See, God's love wants to flow through you. It flows through you. When you have this relationship with God, it's flowing through you. See that? But when you don't have this relationship and you want to hide everything, see, God's all about, no, you can't be hiding that. He wants to expose it. So you can be free to be used by Him. Exposure is a good thing. That's why some people get uncomfortable coming here. This stuff gets exposed. Exposure is a good thing. That's a kingdom mentality. When you know that when things are exposed, that, hey, that's brought into the light so I can be free to be who God created me to be. That's important to understand that. I don't have to hide anymore. I don't have to get drugs and to medicate my pain all the time. Because you see, that's why it says Jesus learned obedience through suffering and became the author of eternal life. He authorizes eternal life for all of us because He went through suffering. You're going to go through a minimal amount of suffering, and God's authority is going to be on you to help free other people. You see that? That's why you go through things. If you don't want to go through anything, that's okay. You just be miserable. Because you know what? Your misery, when you're not in His will and you're not in your purpose, that's where misery is. God's designed you for a purpose. And it takes priorities to bring that purpose into place. And we're going to talk about priorities today. For this new year, we're going to get to foundations. But the Holy Spirit's showing me something. And I want to start out today. We're going to talk about the kingdom. And because that's what the priority is. The kingdom of God. So we're going to talk about priorities for a minute. And we're going to help you understand this importance of priorities. Everybody say priorities. Because see, people, your priorities actually determine your life and the outcome of your life. What you prioritize in your life, that determines your life. Your life is tethered to your priorities. If you're miserable, it's coming from your priorities. If you're upset all the time, it's coming from your priorities. Because if you get your priorities set in place and they're the kingdom of God, you see, righteousness, peace, and joy will flow from the right priorities. And I'm going to help us understand this thing about priorities. Folks, I am excited about this year.
Amen.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
I mean, really. There's a whole lot to be thankful for. I'm just here to tell you. And if you've gone through something, you're in the right place. You know, it's just, it really is. That's the way it is. And you know what? We've all gone through things. And you know, some people think they went through more than the others, but you know what? That's really not a healthy mentality. I love the idea, be a fountain, not a drain. That is so important. God wants you to be a fountain wherever you go, refreshing people. You see that? Not sucking life out of them, because God wants you to be a fountain. And that's what he's put you here for. All right. Let's go to our vision, and we're going to get started here. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. All right, we're going to open with that verse. And give me, who do I got back there? Christina? Okay, Christina. Could you give me verse 13 again? And you see what it says? Everyone who partakes only of milk, this word milk in the Greek is the word gala. And it means suckling. You know, so a person who's a babe, you know, they have to be fed milk. You know what I'm saying? And so, and the word babe is the word Napios, means not able to talk. So they have to be fed and they don't know how to talk yet. That's how it is when you become born again into the kingdom. You need to be fed and you need to learn how to talk. You see that? You need to learn how to talk. So the idea is, and then you begin to mature in righteousness. Now look, if you stay on milk, he says you are unskilled. The word unskilled means undeveloped. You're undeveloped and you are not trained. Undeveloped and not trained in the word of righteousness. See that? So everybody say righteousness. You know what? Get just and look at your neighbor and say, you're the righteousness of God. If you're born again, you can say that. But if you're not born again, you can't say that. You're the righteousness of God. So that's good stuff. Now look, for he is a babe. Now look, so this is why if we understand righteousness, now that, remember, what's that mean? Legal authority. See that? When we understand, it means to line up with legal authority. When our lives line up with legal authority, God's power is released from his kingdom into your life. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to line up every area of your life, the areas that aren't producing in your life, he wants to line those lives up with his authority. Listen to me and look at me. People don't want authority in their life. They don't want to submit to anything. You see, that's why people don't want to go to a church sometimes like this, because there's an authority here. It's not me, it's God's authority. And I'm trying to submit to his authority. And then, you know, you've got to submit to a certain thing with people. Remember, if you can't submit to a man you can see, you'll never submit to a God you can't see. People have a problem submitting. With submission. When you understand submit, say submission.
Submission.
When you understand submission, oh, here. I was at a game the other night, a basketball game. Sydney. And there's some folks here from the church. We were leaving the game. It was cold. And you know how I always say, you know, you guys, men, you ought to be opening the door for your wife. That's submission. That is, people think that's insignificant. No, that's for you, men. When you don't open the door for your wife, you don't understand submission. Because if you really understand submission, you'll jump to open that door. Listen to me. It will start to work and put engage something in the kingdom of God, in your relationship with her, and the under the roof of your house, on your home, like nothing else when you begin to submit to her. What if I don't feel like it? That's the time you need to do it.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? And I looked and I seen him going out in the parking lot. And I said, watch now, he's going to open that door. There he went. He didn't open the door for her. I thought, he don't understand submission yet. I'm going to get on him about it. I'm watching you guys out here in the parking lot. Listen, people are watching your life. You see that? People ought to look at our lives and say, I want that. I want what they have. I saw people when I was a kid. I see a little old man holding a little old lady's hand. I'd sit there. I loved it. I'd watch him open the door. I remember this old man, we'd go to Frisch's, open the wife for the old door for in Frisch's. And I think, that is the coolest. I looked up to it. That's because it's submission. When you understand submission, you see, God can use you. It's not because you feel like it. It's because God says so. You mean God says I should open? Yep, he should. He said that. Because you know what he said? He said, you're submit to your wife. And husbands, wives, you're submit to your husband. You start submitting like that, it releases something spiritual. You know, I got up extra early a couple times. I thought I was getting up early. Donita had my coffee ready. I got up and her was ready. Look at you. She's always serving me. It's like, now I'm not bragging on Donita again, but I'm just trying to show you. I'm trying to help you see something. If you'll put, you know, here's a couple here. Last night I saw something on Facebook and Bruce was painting her toenails. I said, we ought to put that up on this big screen. Now listen, that's kingdom. That's kingdom. And she got her foot out there and she says, look how much my husband loves me. She was feeling it. She wasn't being obnoxious. She was being real. You know what? I don't care if your husband don't want to do your nails, but you know what? He's going to do other things for you. I mean, toes are a big thing with me. If you saw my toes, he probably... You have to get the jackhammer and everything else out. But you know what? If you have to get it, it's worth everything it brings into your life. Submission.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.